father of mine.
Let's bring in Dad for Deer Meathead, been? Brought to you by JM Synthetics. Online at jmsynthetics.com. Excuse me.
Of mine, take me back to the day.
Hello.
Yeah, when I was Hello. Still,
hey, Dad, how are you?
I'm okay, honey. How about you?
I'm doing okay. It sounds fine on my end.
Hey, wait a minute, honey. Yeah. I got to do something with the phone.
Okay, no problem. Yep.
Are you better?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Hey, you sound much better today.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was a little rough last night.
Yeah, between last night and today is a world of difference in your voice.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Oh, you really are. But, man, all of a sudden I got all this stuff to worry about,
Really? Like what, Dad? What do you have to worry about?
You added on to it because he was not feeling well. And myself, I don't know. My brain is in a fog.
Oh, okay. Well, I wouldn't worry about it. I think that... it's all good. I know sometimes that you worry. That's kind of like your job, it seems like, right?
Well, yeah. You can't help it. You're a father of age, and something comes up, you wonder, oh, here it goes,
Yeah, that's kind of par for the course,
Yeah.
It would really worry me if I reached out to you and you weren't worried about something.
You worry about that?
Yeah.
I don't worry all the time, but I do quite a bit. I'm not that concerned, not worried.
Oh yeah, it's your. I think it's. I mean, I will do this. I know I'm worried about my kids all the time.
It's fatherly duty.
Oh yeah, that is. And anybody who isn't worried isn't doing their job. When it comes,
it's not a normal person.
Yes, because I'll tell you right now, I have the same saga with my children. When I say to Madison, because she just started college, so she's away from home, and then I said to her, I go, so look, it's very important.
That's a tough one, I'll tell you.
I said, especially at night, you cannot be walking alone.
No.
And she kind of blew me off, And then she found out that somebody got mugged on campus. And she goes, so now I walk with someone. I go, well, yeah, why did it have to be for them to get mugged for you to listen to me? You should have listened to me in the first place. Kids never listen to their parents, Dad.
Well, I'll give you one tip on that. When you are lecturing to the children, don't lecture with anger.
Yeah, right.
Just
right.
Have a normal conversation.
Oh, I know. I try not to get mad. I try to just express myself.
That doesn't help.
Right. Okay. Well, Dad, are you ready to go for Dear Meathead? We've got a number of people who have sent questions along, and they would love to hear from you.
Well, yes, I am, because I really missed that one session that we were not able to get together.
Oh, you mean on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Well, that was kind of a weird day. But, here you are on a Friday. We've got the weekend. Now, I was just sharing with the audience before we get to the questions, the idea of it looks like Thanksgiving got our plans kind of got changed on us.
Yep.
But that's kind of the way of the world these days. So sorry that happened.
But listen, I welcome safety. If you are not safe about this situation and not taking care of the distance and all that, well, shame on you.
Yeah, that's the thing. The world's a little different now, and you're very smart and intelligent about this. So is Joanne. So is Mike. And they've got a very vulnerable daughter.
Oh my God.
Who has some, the way she is, if she gets sick, it could be terrible regardless of vaccination.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, we can't have that. We just can't have that.
No.
Okay. All right, Dad, here we go. Mike writes, Dear Meathead, years ago, I was listening, he wrote actually that he was listening to an old edition of Dear Meathead. Okay. And he recalls that in that episode, you said, quote, magnets are a sucking situation.
I said that?
Yeah, he said magnets. You said magnets are a sucking.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and he said he wasn't sure what that meant. Can you explain this and tell me how magnets work?
Well, obviously, magnets work with metal. If you put that near, take a magnet near a metal, it sucks it in.
It sucks it right in, yep.
That's what I meant.
Okay, yeah, so.
Simple.
What was that sound effect that you just did?
Joanna's growing up, so I don't know if she likes that.
Well, yeah,
it's a very
concise yet effective explanation of how magnets work, complete with a sound.
I mean, you could find yourself a farmer that doesn't know what a magnet is, so you have to explain to the MIA, it sucks.
So wait a minute, you're suggesting that farmers don't understand magnets?
Well, we have regular humans that don't understand what magnet is.
Farmers aren't stupid people. I mean, who? What?
Farmers? Hey, don't misinterpret this, you know.
Well, I don't know where to go with that. You just said farmers can even understand magnets. You're suggesting.
Yeah, there's some farmer that strictly works with dirt and growing vegetation and this and that and doesn't know, never had thought a chance of a magnet.
Okay, so
he doesn't know what a magnet is.
So with that, if I went to one of the farmers who live around me, and there's a lot of them, and I brought magnets, their minds are going to be blown when I show them.
No, not all of them. No, so I did not point out a farmer. It could be anybody, really. But you said farmer, so I stuck with it.
I didn't say farmer. You said farmer.
Well, I said the farmer. Okay.
All right. So, to be clear, you don't have any problem with farmers.
No way.
Okay.
They're my buddies.
They feed us.
Are you serious?
Yeah. All right. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, hey, the world without a farmer, we're nothing.
We're dead.
Dead.
Yeah. And we, you know, and they don't know what magnets are.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Justin writes, Dear Meathead, what are your thoughts on extraterrestrial alien life? Are there any other ones out there?
No. There's no one out there. I do not believe in that concept.
Uh-huh.
Really a concept. And there's no such a thing, extraterrestrial title. This is all a myth. How could it be?
If there was, we'd see them. We're in space.
What did you say about space?
I said we're in space. We'd see them out there.
Joanne says if we were in space, we'll see them out there.
Well, didn't you, haven't you ever heard anybody recently talk about, in the last couple of decades, we've been able to determine that places that we couldn't see before because we didn't have the technology, and now we're discovering all new galaxies and things like that.
We've discovered it, but that's not an extraterrestrial activity.
Yeah, they didn't see anybody flying around.
No.
They didn't see nobody flying around.
Well, I think as far as they got was they discovered planets that would be like could possibly be warm enough for
another place to live.
Yeah, like to be habitable. So they're theorizing that could be where another species or life could exist.
No, it's a myth.
They see them driving.
It's some scientific myth.
Okay.
That's my feeling, my belief, and I'm sticking to it.
All right. I wrote down, there's no extraterrestrial title.
Nothing.
Okay. Dean writes this. Dear Meathead, have you ever ridden a snowmobile?
I grew up on snowmobiles.
No,
desert.
Wait a minute. When you said you grew up on a snowmobile, were you driving one around Iran?
I've had snowmobiles here.
Well, yeah, but you didn't really grow up here. I mean, you were...
I didn't grow up. Oh, what the hey? That's like part of my makeup.
Snowmobiles are part of my makeup.
Yeah. I used to ride like a champ.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, listen to this.
Yeah.
I happen to have an accident that the snowmobile front, one of the legs went up straight. I hit a tree or something.
Uh-huh.
And I rode it with that thing sticking up in the air.
Oh, you had the ski was damaged.
The ski, right. The ski went up in the air.
I bet you look like a jackass.
Well, I had to get home.
Yeah.
So I rode it like that.
You don't have snowmobiles now, though.
No. In fact, I had two of them. I gave it to this guy. What was his name, honey? Huh?
Mike
who?
Roscus.
I give it to Mike Roscus?
Yes. Friend of the family.
And, yeah, and he lived way up there in the country.
Yeah.
Up north, like, and he rode her and rode her, rode her. And finally, when he was on a rut one day, well, with his wife or something, riding the same thing, both of the machines quit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And left it right there and walked all the way to the cabin, and they don't know whatever happened to it.
Jeez. All right. Well, you sold him. You obviously gave him a lemon. You gave him a problem.
I didn't sell it to him. I gave it to him.
Yeah, I know. All right. Dad, this one wants to be anonymous. This person writes, my husband keeps bailing on birthdays and holidays on me and our young children to hang out with his friends. So like if there's a holiday or one of the kids' birthdays, the guy always like he doesn't attend for some reason. And then this person writes, I keep having to explain where dad is. I've been thinking about ending the marriage, but I don't want to lose out with any time with my kids. What are your thoughts?
It sounds like a little complicated situation, but in my thoughts, so to bail out on your husband because of his feelings toward the kid's situation is not the right thing to do. Any more than him bailing out on his kids' situations. I mean, my God, those are your children. You owe them to do something right with them or show them affection by celebrating his birthday or give him a gift.
Yes.
It will make today your day.
Yeah.
I don't understand any father.
Yeah.
That lives with his children and his wife would bail out on his kids. There's something the matter with
the
guy's
is something
thinking.
Going on. Something's happened along the way.
I don't know what it is.
Talking to this anonymous person.
He's going to have to readjust his own mentality and take that day and celebrate his child's birthday or whatever, you know. No, this is wrong. Totally wrong.
Yeah. Do you think that this person would be better served like discussing it with the husband as opposed to just pulling up stakes? I'm guessing that the lady has discussed it and it's fallen on deaf ears. So, you know.
Well, just to go ahead and divorce our husband because of that is not an intelligent answer either. You know. I mean, that's a husband that you happen to love at one time.
Right. And I think, you know, the whole vow is in good times and in bad. And this obviously is a bad time, but
sure. You
still got to, I mean, there's got to be I wish I had more information. I don't know the extent of what this person.
I don't either. There's something totally strange about
that.
Because I don't know any father that's has a good marriage and good family life and all that would want to not celebrate his children's birthdays.
I'm guessing we're only getting one little bit of information. We can't really make that much of a informed comment on this. But
now, for all I know, there's something wrong in the marriage.
That's what I'm thinking. I think something's cooking there, that which does happen over time. I mean, that marriage is not easy. It's not everything is sunshine and rainbows.
You know, you just brought a good point to my intelligence. A husband and wife, which are the kingpins of the family, there's a distance between them. Not only all of them, some of them. The husband doesn't participate in the wife's activity. The wife doesn't participate in his. They're going different ways, different directions. Instead of creating unity, the children and the wife and the husband are all one unit.
They should be. There's no question.
It's got to have, I mean, love is something that you just don't buy it. It comes within yourself.
Dad, I wrote down, quote, the husband and the wife are the kingpin of the family.
Yes.
And quote.
Yes. Without them, the children are nothing.
Yep. And I also wrote down, quote, he needs to readjust his own mentality.
That's right.
Yep. Okay, Dad, we've covered a lot of ground. We heard about you with farmers and magnets. No extraterrestrial title. Readjust his own mentality.
That's right.
Snowmobiles are part of my makeup.
Oh, yes.
And we also got the image of you riding around on a snowmobile in the desert somewhere in Iran.
It was not snowmobile.
Well, that's what we thought it was, because you said you grew up on them.
I grew up here in this country. Don't forget, I've been here for many, many years.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, I'm disappointed that I can't see you guys, but hopefully things will settle down. Joanne, I know we talked about it last week, and I talked to you earlier in the week about wishing you a happy birthday on the 16th.
Thank you.
I need to clear up something also.
Please.
The reason I didn't ride snowmobiles in your country, because we really didn't have a clue what a snowmobile was.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, of course. That's why it was so hilarious.
Yes, I only got used to it when I got here.
I'm guessing there aren't any snowmobiles in Iran. I'm guessing there's zero.
No, because our winter, we had tough winters.
You did?
Yeah.
There's snow in the winter?
We had snow.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, maybe there are snowmobiles in Iran.
I mean, the northern part of it is different, but... Joanne says the Russians have a...
Okay.
I don't know where she heard that from, but she must... She says she's seen it in the movies.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep. Okay,
well,
Dad.
Well, I'm glad you're back and you're in good health, or better health, I should say.
Yeah.
But you sound great.
All right, well, thank you, Dad. All right.
You're welcome.
I love you guys, and I will talk to you down the road, okay?
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving. I know we're all disappointed. But
family members, and give them our love.
All right. I'll talk to you guys.
Bye-bye.
See you, bye. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.